Hi, this is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts, joined by Dr. Anthony Lillis, as we discuss the Discerning Hearts Pilgrimage 2020, a Trinitarian Holy Land pilgrimage in the company of Elijah. Over the next several episodes, we're going to describe what the experience will be like, and we hope that you will consider joining us, or at least following us, in this audio presentation. Thank you for joining me, Anthony.
It's great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for making time to talk about such a great adventure.
This is an adventure and something that is actually really quite unique. This pilgrimage to the Holy Land is a Trinitarian in nature. What does that mean exactly?
As we go into the Holy Land, some people call the Holy Land the Eighth Sacrament. A sacrament is a visible sign of an invisible reality. And the landscape of Israel and in the surrounding countries is so beautiful, but it echoes, it kind of sings out with the Holy Trinity in a way that no other landscape does. And that is because the Holy Trinity is revealed to us in the words of sacred scripture, and sacred scripture lives all over this landscape. In this particular pilgrimage, it's a pilgrimage that the Holy Trinity is the center of through the prophet Elijah. We believe the spirit of Elijah preceded Christ coming into the world, announced his coming. And Christ, the word of the Father, reveals the mystery of the Trinity to us. By following in the footsteps of the prophet Elijah, entering into his experience, we also touch the reality of the precursor, John the Baptist, and with him open up our hearts in a brand new way to this epiphany or theophany of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in our time.
It is a fabulous itinerary that has been laid out for us by you and Sister Magdalene Balduc of the Community of the Beatitudes. Just briefly, if you can, tell us about Sister Magdalene.
Sister Magdalene is in a religious community. She's a consecrated woman in the Community of the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are the same community that Father Jacques Philippe is part of. The Beatitudes started in France. They were originally a Protestant group that became open to the Pentecostal movement, that became open to the Orthodox expression of Christianity, the Eastern churches, then became open to the mystery of Israel, wanted to rediscover the Jewish roots of their faith. And when they did that, they discovered for the first time, really, the riches of Catholicism. So as a community, the whole community became Catholic way back when. When they became Catholic, they had lay people who were a part of it with their families, but there also began to be very early on priests and religious who were formed in this kind of spirituality. And Sister Magdalene is one of these religious. Part of their charism is the mystery of Israel. She lived in Israel for about 12 years, and she's been giving tours, pilgrimages, really more than tours, through Israel for about 20 years now. So she's an extraordinary woman with deep wisdom and deep prayer, a knowledge of Israel, a knowledge of the Holy Land that is very rare. She knows people personally. She knows hidden treasures that most tour experiences will overlook. She understands them and opens them up for the pilgrims whom she leads. Extraordinary, really wonderful person.
If I'm not mistaken, she just completed a pilgrimage with Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, and Jim Caviezel, who portrayed Christ in The Passion of the Christ.
That's right. So she's very well respected by a number of Catholic leaders, cultural and theological leaders in our time. And so this is a huge blessing for me personally to be able to go on this. She's leading it and sponsored by Discern Hearts. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I really can't wait. One of the most attractive things about this, that really, when I say attractive, I mean it pulled like a giant magnet on my heart. It was the fact that it is contemplative in nature. And what I mean by that, just the fact that you would, in response to that understanding of Elijah, that he really was the great contemplative, wasn't he?
was. There's a reason why the Carmelite family looks to Elijah as their proto-founder. They root their spirit in what is revealed about him. He dwelt in the desert wilderness, lonely caves, and remote places of the Holy Land, and God spoke to him in those places. And we, during this pilgrimage, we want to find some of those places where he was. In fact, when we land, the first thing we do is we head out towards the desert to an oasis so that the next day we can go walk in the desert that Elijah walked in.
That just blew me away when I saw that we will, once we leave the airport, head out into that desert area, and that it's actually that the place that we'll stay is very Bedouin in nature. You are immediately immersed into the area like no other pilgrimage I've seen.
That will be exactly what happens. We'll go out to a Bedouin-style guest rooms in the desert. We land in Israel on May 24th. On May 25th, we walk through the desert there. And as we walk through the desert, get a taste of the rocky landscape that Elijah knew, but also was known before him by King David. We'd be walking in the land where King David hid from his enemies and dwelt for a time when he was on the run. And what this will do as we go through, whether we're reading the stories of the prophet Elijah or reading the stories of King David, all of a sudden these scripture passages that make reference to this wilderness, instead of just kind of intellectually assenting, we'll experience the wilderness itself. These scripture passages will come alive in a way that they've never come alive for us before. And it's exactly this kind of experience where the scriptures become alive for us that we'll be able to appreciate in a deeper and more profound way Elijah and the powerful encounters with God that he had in those places. My hope is that just as he encountered the Lord in those places and learned to talk to him, that as we start our pilgrimages in this place, that we too will learn to talk with God, that that conversation with God begins on this very first day and is something that continues for the rest of the pilgrimage.
Bring your Bibles. I mean, this is one of those where it would be really nice if you actually had the Bible to hold. Hand versions that can be found on smartphones are very nice, but this is one where there's going to be really opportunities, not only for teaching, but there will be that important time to be able to pray and to ponder everything you're experiencing. Am I correct?
That's right. As we take time for prayer each day, it will make each day a deeper and more rich experience. We're going to find out as we go along, the more we get deep into the scriptures, the more our hearts are availed to beautiful things that God wants to do in our lives. I'm looking at this pilgrimage, as we should look at every pilgrimage, as an opportunity for us to convert our hearts more deeply to the Lord. That's very much what Elijah is all about. He's a prophet who calls for conversion, and we're being invited into this already from the very first day of our adventure.
Well, we're going to be talking more about what the experience that will lie ahead for us. But in closing this particular portion of it, just want to make sure we let people know that the limit on the pilgrimage group is going to be a small one. We really don't want to get caught up in having something that's so large that we somehow don't get to know one another and to be able to journey with one another. Not that you have to be bosom buddies with everybody on the pilgrimage, but to be present in a size that allows people to feel safe, but also heard, seen, and known.
That's right. So, you know, we'll probably be limiting the size of this to about 40 pilgrims, not much more than that. So it'll be a smaller group, and that will allow us to move in and out of sites with greater facility, and at the same time, allow for us to have quality conversations with each other. I've had the honor of leading various pilgrimages, different parts of the Christian world, and my favorite part about a pilgrimage is the fellowship that happens. That will certainly be part of this too.
Thank you very much, Anthony. I look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. Thank you, Chris. This is Dr. Anthony Lillis.
And Chris McGregor, and we invite you to join us in a once-in-a-lifetime Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage throughout the Holy Land. This will be a unique opportunity for contemplative prayer, spiritual teaching, and fellowship in one of the holiest areas on the earth. The place is touched by the lives of Jesus, Mary, and the apostles.
During this time, we will also walk closely in the company of the prophet Elijah through the most miraculous moments in salvation history, our history, which would later become pages in the gospel. Along with Sister Magdalite Balduc of the Community of the Beatitudes, the community of the famous Father Jacques Philippe, we hope to lead you into a new encounter with the great mysteries of our faith and a renewal of your devotion to the Lord.
Join us May 26th through June 2nd, 2020. Please visit discerninghearts.com for a full itinerary and learn more about the contemplative Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage to the Holy Land.